You're listening to SBS News.
A 92nd black and white film is one of the few artifacts of the largest Japanese-run civilian forced labour camp in Australian New Guinea, known as Ratongor. Filmed when Australian forces liberated it in 1945 at the end of the Second World War, it shows children celebrating freedom and receiving rations from soldiers. Tim Mack was one of about 850 people held in the camp for ethnic Chinese captives.
Oh, it was just everybody happy. everybody happy, that's what I mean. The Australians, they were good. They were giving you food, everything, yeah.
Watching the footage, 96-year-old Tim Mack sees his 21-year-old self.
That's me.
I thought so, a bit dark. Sunlight.
Sitting with Tim Mack is his nephew, Jeff Huey, whose parents were also interned, and he sees their faces too.
And that's my mum.
Yeah.
That's my sister, born in March 1945. That's my auntie Diana. She's still here in Brisbane.
Yeah.
Memories come flooding back, and for Jeff Huey, the realisation of the untold history.
Well, because I think history is depends on who writes it, and nobody's ever written it from our point of view. So I decided to talk to Uncle Tim about 15 years ago.
One of the very few books about the Chinese in New Guinea is by New Guinea-born Australian historian, 85-year-old Peter Carl.
It's called Needed But Not Wanted. They were needed as labourers, but weren't wanted because of the colour bar.
They were brought by German colonists in the late 1800s, before the First World War, and remained when it became an Australian protectorate in 1918.
They inherited them, but it wasn't a welcomed inheritance. They just took them over because the Germans were roused and sent back to Germany, I think. And the Chinese stayed on, and the Australians scratched their head and said, what are we going to do with this lot? So they'd all keep them.
Ahead of the Japanese advance in 1942, Australia only evacuated Europeans like Peter Carl, but not the Chinese.
Oh, racism, of course. The Australians tolerated them, but certainly didn't welcome them.
The invasion of Rabaul marked one of Australia's greatest defeats on home soil and a shameful episode in the Pacific War.
That was pretty close to the invasion time. They came and they bombed and they evacuated all European citizens into the boat. We are left behind. Every one of them, yeah. I just feel gutted. I just feel left out.
Abandoned?
That's how you feel, you know. Because at that time, Australia doesn't want Asian in there.
Hundreds of Chinese civilians like Tim Mack were captured and witnessed 3 years of Japanese depravity, executions, forced labour and rape.
Oh, they don't muck around. They do. They do shoot you. Every day looking for women. They want women. They want women. You know, we fight them. We said, no way. No way. You know, what can you do? Just stick with your family, that's all, you know, try to get them to survive.
When the Australians returned in 1945, Tim Mack had survived and was recruited by the Australian Army.
As soon as they landed, they're looking for an interpreter or something, you know. I said, what sort of interpreter? He said, I can't get in the car. And that's it. They took me away.
Decades later, Tim Mack was awarded an MBE for services to Papua New Guinea and was given Australian citizenship.
When the war finished, you just got to survive, you know. But we do survive.
Stefan Armbruster, SBS News.